This is Practical Math, and we're going to call this a chalk talk. When I was a kid, long years ago, especially in the earlier grades, the teacher would explain what was being talked about, discuss how to do it, and then after telling us all about how to do it, would go through a couple or three problems, working them out a step at a time on the blackboard. Chalk talk. So we're going to do a little bit of that and see if I can help reinforce, or perhaps I should say cement, some of the contents that are going. So we're going to now move to a blackboard. Yes, I really did do that. So we're going to start with addition. And here are the three numbers we're going to add together. Now, there's no way that we want to do it like this. We want to get them stacked properly. So let's stack them up. There you are. Now what you do is you start on the rightmost column, right here. And I like to start from the top and add down, so we're going to do it my way. So you add 9 to 8, getting 17. Let's see, 17 plus 3 is 20, plus 7, that's 27. Now you can't write 27 in here because you've got this whole column here. So you put the 7 down at the bottom and you put a marker up at the top to indicate that there's a carry. So that would look like this. Now some people, I'm not all people, I'm just some people, instead of putting the carry up here, they'll put the carry down here or in here, making that the last thing they add in. My style is to put it at the top. So let's see here. We start adding in the carry. 2 plus 7 is 9. Plus 7, that's 16. Plus 6, that's 22. That should be 23 if I've done my arithmetic right. There's your 3, and here's your carry 2. 2 plus 8 is 10. Plus nothing is still 10. Plus 4 is 14. That's 16. So put down the 6 and carry the 1. 4 and 1 is 5. Plus 1 is 6. That's adding in the 5. 6 plus 5 is 11. And then add the 2 and we get 13. There's no need for a carry here, okay? There's no additional column. So here's your answer, 13637. Fairly straightforward. Of course, I purposely picked a straightforward answer task to start with. Let's go to a slightly more complicated one. We're going to add these three together, and you'll notice that this is kind of higgly-piggly-wiggly here. If you want, you can think that there are zeros there. Now, in the mathematical representation, which you will learn about later in the course, those zeros are really there. We just don't usually put them in. I don't need them. But if you need them to help keep the column straight, that's fine, because implicitly, they're there. I mean, I keep barrels of zeros around just to use them for stuff like this. Hardly ever use them. Anyway, let's start here. 6 plus 5 is 11, plus 4, that would be 15, plus 1 is 16. Put the 6 down, carry the 1. 3 and 1 is 4. Add in the 2, you get 6. Plus 3 is 9, plus 1 is 10. So here we just put down a 0 and carry the 1. 1 and 1 is 2, plus 7, that's 9, plus 5. We ignore that 0 in there. So 2, 9, plus 5 is 14. Put down that 4 and carry the 1. 4 and 1, that's 5, plus 7 is 12. And there's your answer, 12,406. Hopefully that's at least somewhat clear. You'll notice that I put my little carry here next to the 4. No sense in putting it up here. There's nothing that needs done here. Unless you put the 0 in there, which I usually don't do. So there's a slightly messier addition. Now let's go to an even messier one. Decimal points in here. Oh my goodness. What are we going to do now? Well, we're going to stack it up properly. And you'll notice I have carefully aligned the decimal points here. So let's start adding this up from the far right-hand side. Here's just our 2. Now you can put the zeros in if you want, if that'll help you stay organized. So this is a valid representation of the same numbers. I just don't do it that way. So we've got nothing but a 2 here, so put down the 2. Then the 1 and the 4, that gives you 5, still no carry. 5 plus 3 is 8, plus 1 is 9, put down the 9, no carry. 4 plus 9 is 13, plus 7 is 20, plus 4 is 24, put down the 4, put the carry up here. Now you'll notice I slid the decimal point in here. That's important to keep track of. So 3 plus 2, that's 5, 7 is 12, plus 3 is 15, plus 2 is 17, so that should be 7 carry 1. 1 and 2 is 3, plus 6 is 9, plus 4, that's 13, plus 3, that's 16, so we should get a 6 carry 1. What do you know? We did. 1 and 1 is 2, plus 5 is 7, plus 3 is 10. Just write the 10 down, okay? This is, I think, for almost everybody, and I hope actually for everybody, needless review, but let's just plunge forward, shall we? Now, subtracting, and we're going to take this away from this. So let's stack it up correctly. Again, notice decimal points are carefully aligned. And you'll notice these open spaces here. Those are implicitly zeros. So we're really subtracting 2 from whatever's here. So let's throw the zeros in for clarity's sake. So 2 from, we're borrowing 1 from over here. So this is 2 from 10 getting 8. Now we're taking 6 from, well, that would have been 10 if I didn't do a borrow, but now it's 9. So that's 6 from 9, and that should give us a 3 without a carry. And it did have a carry. So this is now, instead of 8, it's 7. 5 from 7 is 2. No carry here, so we had a carry here and a carry here, but no carry here. 5 from 3, well, that means 5 from 13. So we'll have to mark a carry, and that would be 8. And you'll notice decimal point gets put in right now. So now we've got 3 from what would have been 7, but since we borrowed, that's now 6, so that would give me a 3. Nothing carry here. 2 from 0, well, we got to do a borrow here, so that would be 2 from 10. And we get 8. We carry the 1. Wait a minute, that's 4 from 4 now, so we don't have anything. Here's our answer. 83.8238. Simple enough. Again, this is probably review. Now, if you wanted to check the answer, which a lot of people do with subtraction, you just add this to this to see if you get this, which, by the way, you will, if I've done my arithmetic correct, which I usually do. So let's move on to the next problem and subtract 649.38 from 214.77. Ooh, that's messy. That's like subtracting something bigger from something smaller. So, the way I tackle this is the simplest way I know, short of a calculator or a spreadsheet. Since this is greater than this, do it the other way around. But just remember that what you get is going to be a negative number. So, subtracting this from this, you'll get this. But again, what I did, I just subtracted 214.77 from the 649.38. And here's the answer I got, remembering to put in that very important minus sign. Easiest way I know how to do it. Now, when you've got a lot of adds together and you're adding in negative numbers or you're subtracting out numbers, whatever you want to look at it like that, what most of us will do is we'll get all the ones we're subtracting, we'll add them up. All the ones we're adding in, we'll add them up. And then do the final subtraction just with the two numbers. No sense in complicating it if you don't have to. So now let's talk multiplication. And I'm going to start messy. Okay, so here we're multiplying this 746.33 by 173.2. I'm already starting with the tough stuff. So here we are. It's not critical to align the decimal points, but out of habit, I do. So first thing we do, let's just ignore the decimal points completely for the moment. Twice this is that. Okay. 2 times 3 is 6, 2 times 3 is 6, 2 times 6 is 12, carry the 1, 2 times 4 is 9, 2 times 4 is 8, and add in the carry and you get 9, then 2 times 7 is 14, write or write down. Now your next digit here, this 3, is 10 times larger than what we just, than this decimal place, okay? So it's 3 times something, 10 times larger. So we'll throw in a 0 to allow for that, and then triple it, so we get 9, 18, carry 1, 3 times 4 is 12, so that way 13, carry 1, 3 times 7 is 21, 22, so let's just get that in there. Zinger. The next one, so we've got one, two digits, we need two zeros down there, because this is 100 times more than that in terms of its position, so toss in those two zeros, because we're effectively multiplying, if you ignore the decimal point, by 700, not by 7 or 70. I'm not going to go through the details. We'll throw this answer in here. This last one, 1, 2, 3 digits, so we put in 1, 2, 3 zeros. Bingo. And let's see, 1 times anything? Duh. There we are. Add it up. Just run down the columns. And this should be your answer. Wait a minute, that's not quite right. We haven't dealt with the decimal points here. Well, I've got 1, 2 decimals here, and I've got a third one here. That means I need to come in with my decimal point, 1, 2, 3, right before this digit here. Bingo. And that's your actual answer. I'm not even going to try reading that, but it looks like 129,264.356. Ugh. I told you it was messy. So now, let's start with a little division. And this is technically called long division. And you're dividing this by this. Now, when I was a kid, a lot of the kids had a way they'd tackle that. First of all, you set it up like this, so you know what you're doing. And a lot of the kids I grew up with, along one side of the paper, would multiply what you're dividing by times 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, and they'd write the results over here. Kind of like this. I generally don't do that personally, but it's really helpful, especially if this is more than a couple of digits, okay? So we keep going in until we find something that's bigger than our first entry. And the first thing we get is 432. So let's run down there and find something that's just less than 432. You get up to 6, and it's too big, so we'll go with 5. We'll put a 5 right here. Having done that, we'll put our 395 right down here. We'll subtract it from the 432. Bingo. But we still got digits here to work with. So let's drop this 1 down and see what we get. 371. Let's see, what have we got that's just barely below? Well, that would be 4. So put your 4 in place up here. Here's your 316. Subtract it off, you get 55. Let's bring that old 6 down. Get 556. The one that's just closest, but just below, is the 7. So let's put the 6 down. Put the 7 in place. 553. You got 3 left over, but you've run out of integer numbers. So, you can say remainder 3. This is what you got left over. Simple enough. And you can see each step as I go down. And with this listing the numbers off to the side, it gets a lot easier. Okay, so much for easy, right? We're going to be doing this. Now, in the lesson, I told you to just move the decimal points, and you put a zero over here. You really don't have to do that. You can just flat out ignore them. So we need the first chunk of this, where it's going to be greater than one of these digits. And again, ignoring the decimal points. And frankly, it's going to look like this. You put your 1 in, and you get that. Well, now what? Well, I told you we keep a lot of spare zeros over here. So let's just add a few zeros in and take our next step. We bring us a zero down, the next thing would be the 7. And here's what we got left. Well, let's bring another zero down. We get the 9, okay? This is exactly like what we were doing before. You just have to keep care about watching for the zeros and watching for the decimal place. Well, 6144. Let's see. Let's throw a 0 in there, and that's probably an 8. Well, what do you know? It is 1728. How far do we want to do this anyway? Well, let's do another one like this. Throw the 2 in. Bring the 0 down. Throw in the 2. I ran out of screen. Let's go on with this. Now, here's a little bonus thing, all right? You've got this times this, and we figured out that it got that. So what you do is you take each of these three objects here, and you do what's called a digit sum. Now, what on earth is that? You just add the digits up. 7 plus 4 is 11. Plus 6 is 17, plus 3 is 20, plus 3 is 23, okay? So there it is. But you add the 2 and the 3 together here, and you get a 5. So let's get the digit sum of this one. I'm just going to demo it. Again, I'm ignoring these decimal points. When you're doing the digit sum trick, it doesn't matter. You add these together, you get 13. You still want to collapse it to a single digit, so you get 4. Excuse me. So here, 1, 2, 3, and add them all together on this one. And you get 38. You add the 3 and the 8 together, you get 11. Okay, let's collapse it down to one digit. You get 2. Here's where it gets tricky. This times this equals this. So this times this should collapse down to this. If you've done your sums right, 5 times 4 equals 20, that digit sums down to 2. So that is a confirmation that you almost, but not quite, certainly have the right answer. Now, I'll be fast and swift to confess to you that if you had gotten 174.1 here, you get the same digit sum. Or, you know, 129,625, and you added 2 5s, you'd still get the same digit sum. So it's not perfect. But man, if you don't get these to agree, you do know you've got an error. So, it's quick, it's dirty, it's tricky, it's easy, and you know, it may not be perfect, but it's a whale of a useful tool. So, let's do the same thing for division. You're dividing this into this and getting this remainder this. So let's start by getting the digit sums going. You add them all together, you get a 7. You add these two together. What do you know? You get a 7 the second time. Now, what do you do with this remainder thing? You add the remainder right on in. and you end up with one here. So, what are we doing? We're multiplying this, which is this one, times this, the 79, so 7 times 1 gives us 7, to see if it checks out, and you get the digit sum for this. And of course we do. I did my homework and checked it. Okay? It works. This has all the limitations of doing the multiplication. Compensatory errors, where you get a, you know, a 2 and a 5, or a 3 and a 2, or whatever. They will mask mistakes, but if you get the wrong thing here, if this had actually come out as like 6 or 8, you'd know that there was an error somewhere in the calculation. So there you have it. A slick, quick trick to check. The math people call this the casting out of nines, because if you'll notice, if it adds up to 9, it doesn't matter anyway. These all add up to 9, so you just do 4 plus 3 and get 7. Ignore the 9, you get 7. Ignore the 9 here, 5 plus 4 is 9, and you've got 7 plus 3, which is 10. It actually works. This 9 here, forget it, and you get your 1. It's fun, it's easy, and like I say, although it's not perfect, it's a helpful little tool. So, there you have it. Here's your 7 times 1 equals 7. 7 times 1 equals 7. Double checks your answer. So, slick trick, a little bit of practice with the mathematics, and hopefully this has been something useful for you. We'll see you with the next lesson.